Du lytter til Studentradioen i Bergen.
FM 96,4, 106,1 og 107,8.
Følg oss på Facebook og Instagram. Abonner i podcast-appen. Ansvarlig redaktør Jørgen Berner Wilhelmsen.
Hi, hi, you're through to New Way with me, Kirsten.
Jane.
Nicole.
And we have another special guest today. Please introduce yourself, stranger.
Hi, my name is Laurine Michiels. I am a 20-year-old exchange student from Belgium.
Oh, nice. Thank you, Val. Thank you, Val.
Yeah, very, very, yeah. Very good.
There we go. I'm impressed. That'll see me through.
Thank you, Dan.
So, what have we all been up to this week then, guys?
Ooh, traveling. Yeah, so I heard you were in Oslo. I'm really interested what you will tell us later. I've been in Tromsø. I experienced a lot of nice things I would like to tell you also like later in the show. So keep on listening to us.
Yes, please listen in. Please keep. We need you to listen to us. Yeah, did you see the Northern Lights after Nicola's
home? No, unfortunately not. But I had a lot of snow and I love snow, so it was nice.
Oh, you'll have to go back there then as well.
Yeah, I would like to. Let's see.
And I murdered the previous guest on the weekend as well.
Poor Abel, I really liked him.
Yeah. Oh, we can find another one.
So Lorraine is like looking scared right now. What happened?
We wish you a lot of fun at our show.
Thank you.
Let's see
until the weekend.
Let's see what we come up with this time.
Yes, yeah. There was a Scandinavian death last time, so how would you prefer to die?
Not by drowning. That's like one of my biggest fears, but maybe, you know, a bullet through the head would be the fastest.
Yeah. You wouldn't feel it, would you, I don't think, unless you aimed wrong.
True.
Good afternoon, pilgrims. You're back to No Way with me, Kirsten.
Jane.
Nicole.
And we have a special guest from Belgium today.
Yes.
Not Belgian, Belgium.
Sorry, that's okay.
My brain's not working. So, would you like to tell us a bit about your country? And, you know, particularly we're on about stereotypes and stuff on this show. So, are there any stereotypes from Belgium which you wish to dispel?
Well, I'm not going to dispel them because I think they're all quite accurate. Hence, they're stereotypes. But Belgium is a very small country located between France, Germany, the Netherlands, and England, if you wouldn't, you know, if the sea wasn't there, I guess we would be neighbors as well, kind of. We have a lot of inhabitants, considering the, what's it called, the geographical area, if that makes any sense. Yeah, Belgium is divided in three parts, kind of, or maybe four, because we have Flanders, Wallonia, and then the German-speaking East Cantons, we call them. And then there's Brussels in Flanders.
And where do you come from? From which part?
I'm from the northern part, which is Flanders, so I speak Flemish.
Okay. Woo!
The better part of that.
Can you say something in Flemish?
Ik kan zeker Vlaams spreken. Mijn naam is Laurine Michiels. Ik kom uit Vlaanderen. Ik ben 20 jaar oud. En dit is een kleine voorstelling van mezelf in het Vlaams. Ik hoop dat jullie er iets van kunnen verstaan.
Do you like some chocolate?
Yes, almost. Kind of. No, but the Belgian stereotypes we have, I think, is like mussels from Brussels, you know?
Oh,
it's
like
a thing. We do eat them a lot, especially around summer, springtime. Oh. They're very common and cheap.
I thought you meant like Dolph Lundgren.
Yeah.
Is he from there?
I have no idea.
He's an action hero and he was called the mussels from Brussels as well.
He could be. Yeah.
Okay.
Exactly. Yeah. Also, we do have a lot of beers, and that's like a thing, really. And I really like our beers, and maybe it's like a bit, you know, nationalistic to say, but I think the Belgian beers are really good. Like even the local ones, they're very, very strong, also, which is nice, I guess.
And do you think you drink more beer than the Norwegians?
No, I don't think. Well, maybe.
You enjoy it more.
Yeah.
Like soft.
Yeah, exactly. We only need maybe three. I would only need three strong ones to get a good go for the evening.
Okay. The 7% ones, like Duvel and things like that. Yeah.
Like,
I like Duvel.
Like nine sometimes even.
Oh, shit.
Wow.
No way.
It kicks in.
Yeah. It's pretty strong stuff. And then, you know, the chocolate is also a thing. We have the Belgian chocolate. But, I mean, I like Milka better than sometimes like the Belgian version of it.
That's interesting.
Do you like the Happy Cow one? I really like the Happy Cow one. It's got like, between both, like it's white and black, dark chocolate as yeah. well. Like, so it's like both of them together mm-hmm. in like a cow pattern.
Oh,
nice.
Happy cow. Yeah.
But have you seen Milka chocolate here in the supermarkets? Because I haven't.
No, me neither. And I think it's very sad because I don't think their variant, Freya, I like it, but it's not the same.
It's
I'm
not
very
Milka.
Sorry, Norwegian, but yeah. That's my opinion.
Oh.
But it's still good though. It's chocolate. I mean, you can't really go wrong with it.
True.
Unless it's super
no.
cheap or something.
True.
And I like the quick lunch, which
oh, yeah.
apparently
yeah, do that. Yeah, yeah.
Kit Kat sued before, like, or quick lunch sued like Kit Kat. They were like, no, this is we made this wafer chocolate, not
yeah,
you.
Yeah. Have you seen the Kit Kats here? Like, I don't think they sell them actually.
No.
I think they're just like, yeah, mm-hmm. you want a Kit Kat? Take our.
Yeah,
version.
Yeah,
yeah.
yeah. My trip, I tried. A quick lunch with dark chocolate
Ooh.
Instead like the
Ooh.
Milk chocolate and it yeah. was really really good and
I would like that yeah
yeah was
I'm more
delicious.
Dark chocolate person
me too yeah
wink
it's healthy
so now we've got a special guest in the studio on New Way today she is from Belgium and her name is
Laurine Michiels
Yes.
yes.
The full thing.
oh because I'm so tired today I'm sorry earlier when Jane was talking about you I was like Noreen. I was like, I'm so sorry. My brain is not working anymore.
Don't worry about it.
And then even I said L'Oreal at one point.
L'Oreal, okay. You know, I'm going to go for that.
So maybe you want to tell us a bit about your experiences here. Mm-hmm. You study here too.
Mm-hmm. So far, I've really liked it. I'm actually also part of the student radio. I'm in this program called Urskifte. So a little self-promotion. Yeah, a little commercial coming. If you are interested in languages, then please listen to Urskifte. It's very interesting. It's mm-hmm. all about languages, mostly Norwegian languages, but that's the main point. Mm-hmm. But I've been liking it a lot. The rain, yeah, you know, the thing they said about rain is very true. I first maybe didn't believe it, but... You know,
you do.
I've seen it, and yes, it is very, very present, the rain. But I like it. It is more intense, I feel.
Mm-hmm.
And it kind of puts everything in perspective, because in Belgium, we used to think that our country was a very rainy country. But then you come to Bergen, and that is just, you know... It's not true.
yeah, like, yeah. So at the beginning, I was like, oh, it's just like Wales. It's not bothering me. And then
yeah,
after like
yeah.
4 days of it, you're like, it's bothering me a
mm-hmm.
little bit now.
yeah, yeah.
Are there other things you like see differences to Belgium?
Well, the differences between Norway and Belgium, there's a lot, but I think there's also a lot of similar things,
mm-hmm.
such as like the Norwegians have a lot of dialects, which is also the case
mm-hmm.
in Belgium. We have a lot of dialects. We don't really have a standardized oral
mm-hmm.
language. It's all dialects,
mm-hmm.
but we do have a standardized written language, which is also the case in Norway. So I see that more as like a similarity, and it kind of makes me feel at home here even more because,
Aww.
You know... we have
yeah.
like a similar thing in Belgium, but then yeah, politic wise, I don't really know much about the politics here in Norway, so
mm-hmm.
I can't really compare that.
Mm-hmm.
I do know Belgium is a bit in a hot mess situation right now with like right wing parties and stuff
mm.
like that, extremist parties.
It's
but
the same across Europe, though, isn't it?
Yeah,
it's going
exactly.
very much that
right
wing way.
I think it's going around a bit, but yeah. No.
We already found out there is no Milka chocolate
in
Norway.
Yeah, that's sad. Very sad.
Or they might have it, but it's like £10.
Yeah.
And you have to sell your kidney to buy it.
same for alcohol. Oh yeah, that's the thing. The alcohol is so expensive. You may have heard it like 100 times before,
mm-hmm.
but it is very expensive. I honestly ask my parents if they come visit me to bring beer and wine, because I just barely can afford it here. It's... Yeah.
Yeah, you sort of know you live here when you sort of want to bring people here, like just so they can get you duty free from
yeah,
the airport.
Exactly. Or like ask for packages, like send me something over post or something. Because even
yeah.
that will eventually be cheaper than buying it
mm-hmm.
on the long term,
mm-hmm.
almost.
Yeah.
Kind of.
Kind of sad, though.
It is. It's very sad. But on the other hand, I do like the fact that you can buy your alcohol only in one store.
Yeah,
because in Belgium
yeah.
we have a lot of private parties, like independent people who will sell alcohol, and it's not regulated very well.
Mm.
Whereas here it is regulated, and some people might think that's kind of a pain in the butt, but I don't think so. I think it's a really good thing that they have Vinmonopolet.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that's like different to Germany, because I was really confused here in the supermarket. You
mm-hmm.
can just buy beer and
yeah,
cider,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
and
true.
Then you have to go
yeah.
to another store to buy like spirits and wine.
Yeah.
And in Germany, you can buy like everything in the supermarket.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah,
that's
Denmark
different.
Too. Denmark too. Yeah.
But yeah, and same in Belgium, but then in Sweden, I think, because I've always also have some contact there. Or like, no.
Some contact.
Yeah, some contact. No, they can't buy alcohol in the supermarket. There, everything is at the Systembolaget.
Oh, not even beer or anything?
No, not beer. Like, you can buy alcohol-free beer or beer that has like 0.01% of alcohol, like almost alcohol-free things. But even there, like light beers, I think you would buy at Systembolaget.
Interesting. Yeah, and if you think about like the landscapes here in Bergen, of course a lot of mountains, is it the ocean? I think. How is it compared to Belgium landscape?
Well, I would compare Bergen, for example, with the southern part of Belgium. Wallonia, we have more hills, it's more hill-like landscape, but in the northern part, especially in the especially in the northwest of Belgium, there the landscape is very flat. They're also known for it. It's comparable to the Netherlands, kind of. But the more you go land inwards, then the landscape will become more wavy, almost. And the more south you go, the more hill-like it will become. So it's kind of similar to Bergen here. Yeah, but we don't have mountains. Like, let me...
Not proper mountains. Stress on that.
Yeah, we don't have proper mountains. Yeah. The country is not big enough for a mountain, I guess.
No. So, now we're going to talk about somewhere that you guys went this weekend.
Together, I heard. Yeah. Me and Irene went together, with two other girls.
Yes. Where did you go?
Oslo.
The capital.
Yeah, we took the train there. It's like, is it 7 hours or something? It's
Something like
long
that.
Time. Yeah.
How did you like the trip? Because I heard it's super beautiful.
It's amazing.
I love
it. Yeah. We traveled the world on that trip. Like, then there was forest, and then there was like
snow,
rivers, and suddenly snowstorm and small houses. And I don't think they ever see people there. It's like so far away from everything.
Was it really pretty?
Yeah, it was. It was.
And suddenly it was flat again, and then like more like Denmark. I thought I was home.
Yeah, or like Sweden even. Like, it looks like Sweden.
True.
And did you also get out the train or did you just follow the railway?
I did, but Jane didn't.
Had to look after the stuff.
She was so kind. Yeah, but I only went out for like maybe 10 minutes because it was so cold.
Really?
It was really cold.
Did you bring like long johns and stuff like that with you or not really?
I brought my running trousers and actually, fun fact, my trousers actually got ripped on the trip.
So she needed it,
Yeah, I needed it. My butt was cold.
Okay, so then you arrived in Oslo after 7 hours. And what did you do there?
Oh, then we went, took all our stuff to where we were supposed to sleep. And then we had burgers on the top of the opera house.
Yeah, that was
in the sunset.
In the sunset,
yeah, it was very beautiful. Romantic.
With some seagulls.
Yeah.
You know,
they wanted to join.
Wanting to claim the food, kind of. But
they were in a romantic mood, I think.
Yeah, I think so.
Very annoying.
And did you get better weather there in the end overall?
Do we have bad weather? Nah, compared to Bergen, I wouldn't say we had bad weather, I think. Maybe a bit cold, maybe a bit overcast weather.
Yeah, I mean Saturday was like cloudy, but that was it. And then it was like sun and 15 degrees.
Oh,
yeah, it was actually no jacket on.
No.
Wow.
It was really nice weather. Mm-hmm.
And how long have you been there?
From Friday till Sunday.
Okay. Yeah. So you got other days to do something.
Yeah.
You want to tell what we did?
We went to a few museums. We went to the National History Museum, I think, for free.
Yeah.
Just like right on the day that we were there, it was for free. So we were...
Good timing.
Of course.
High
going
five.
There. Yeah. And then we went to the National Art Museum. Was it that one?
Yeah. The one with the scream. You know that?
Yeah.
Like we saw that one.
Was a bit... I was a bit disappointed looking at the painting, if I'm completely honest. But I had the same with the Mona Lisa as well. So
I had kind of the same, but that was more because like half of the painting isn't really painted.
Okay,
It was an, how do you say, pop?
Yeah.
We say that. Like thick paper, like the brown one. It was painted on that. And then it was like only some part of it was like colored. The rest of it was just...
I think when you go and see like your idols or you see like things up close or you know like for example I went to see Michelangelo's David in Florence a few years ago and I was just like it's cool but it's not got that impact as if because you've seen it so many times before that
true.
You know you think you're going to be more emotional about it, don't you? And then when you see it, you're like, ah, okay.
Yeah, well, oh well. That's a statue.
Like, compared to all the other paintings that were there, it wasn't that, like...
Yeah, there were, like, nicer there. Yeah, like, nicer paintings. True, true. Present. But I did like the layout of the museum, that every era had another color. So if you would go to Romanticism, it was, like, baby blue, and then you would go to Modernism, and then the rooms were orange. So that, I think, was visually very pleasing to see.
Yeah, I like that as well. Yeah. Mm. Very much. And then we went to, like, we went a bit crazy. You watched the Norwegian TV series Skam.
What is it about?
Oh, about drama.
Okay.
It's a dramatic series, kind of.
Teenage girls and boys on a school. And we went to this school.
Yeah. Is it a bit like Skins or something like that? Like, very, like, inner city drugs, teenage pregnancies and stuff?
No, it's not that dramatic. It's more, like, there's, like, themes in each season. So there's like, say, there's four seasons, and every season is about another person.
Oh, cool.
And
okay.
Each season, another topic is kind of touched. So in the first season, it's about cheating. Am I allowed to say that? Like the first season.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah, spoiler alert. First season is about cheating. Second season.
And then everyone dies.
Yeah. Second season is boring, I think. Then the third season is about gay relationships. And the fourth season is more about religion, which is really interesting.
Oh, okay.
And did you watch it in Norwegian or in English?
Norwegian.
Norwegian. Wow. I don't think you can watch it in Norwegian. And then they had subtitles on it. Mm-hmm. Like, I watched it with Norwegian subtitles. So.
Yeah, same.
Great.
Yeah.
But yeah, we went to the school and it was very fun.
Yeah,
it was smaller than I pictured it again. Like, I was a little bit disappointed.
But I mean, then again, they didn't build it for the series. So.
Yeah, it looks like a school and it looks really nice for being in Oslo, like in this city, like in the center.
Very old and very... Yeah. Beautiful, and then we went to the harbor. Yeah. We did Nobel Prize piece.
Yes, there we also the Nobel Prize house or whatever it was.
Yeah, peace center.
Peace Prize, Nobel Peace Prize thing. Yeah, something to do with that.
True.
Yeah.
And we went on a boat ferry trip.
Yeah, we all tried snus. For the first time.
Oh, it's disgusting, isn't it? And I like smoking when I've had a drink, but I can't do snus at all. Like,
no.
We tried to do it like without people noticing. I don't think we kind of succeeded in that.
It's too big for our lips. It looks like you've got like a massive
felt like
bulge.
Like a Botox in my lips. Like,
And it was also quite funny because I went in the store to ask for it, and I was like, can you please give me the lightest stuff you have? Because we're not used, none of us are smokers, I think.
Yeah,
we're not like regular smokers, so we're not used to nicotine or tobacco whatsoever. And was like, please give us the lightest. And then there were like three people helping me out. By my request, and then eventually I got like a little box.
And then they thought that we were too young because like the rest of us were standing in the door like laughing and being like a bit insecure.
14-year-old.
Yeah, that was funny.
Okay, so when you took it, did you feel something?
I felt something.
Yeah.
I felt nauseous.
Yeah, me too. The other two girls didn't. They were like very cool.
And they were
like,
very calm, yeah.
Nothing happened. And
and all of a sudden, when the herbs or whatever the tobacco mixes with your saliva and it gets in your throat, that's when shit goes down almost.
Yeah.
You then start burning and then the nausea comes in.
And I tried to move mine and that was a bad idea. That was just, don't do that. Just keep it there and be cool, smile.
Yeah.
Not too much because then you can see it.
Just straight poker face, right?
So now we're going to speak to Nicole.
Hello.
Who's just been up to Tromsø. So, did you have a nice time?
Oh, yeah, I really enjoyed it. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's really up in the north. And when my friend and I arrived there, it was, we like went out the airport and it was like, yeah, we know we're in the north. And it was really cold. And I mean, if you said it's cold with 15 degrees, we had it like 2 or 3 degrees.
Yeah.
But it didn't rain and I was like, yeah, great weather. And yeah, then we walked around the city a bit and it was really nice. A lot of small houses, so not really high buildings.
Mm-hmm.
And then yeah, we just did a bit, not sightseeing because we didn't try to see any sights. We just like experienced what we see when we walk.
Mm-hmm. How big is the city?
Like,
is it a small one, or is like, is there stuff to do for several days or anything?
I think for me it was enough staying there a weekend. I think you could go hiking more.
Yeah,
but I don't feel like the city itself gives me more to see. I think, of course, you can find something, but it's not that I feel like I missed something.
Okay, so it's more the nature as well. Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, we went on a hike and I was so proud that I get up the mountain because I never go hiking. So here I already went on Floyen, but I mean, it's more like
a massive mountain. It's a bigger mountain there.
And how long did you take? Like, how long was the hike?
I think like 2 or 3 hours up and like same amount down because it was, as I already told you, super cold and it snowed. And I mean, I love snow more than everything. And I was like a child, snow, playing in the snow.
Did you build a snowman?
No, unfortunately not. but yeah, when we hiked up, there was like a lot of snow and it was already frozen. So it was really slippery.
Oh no,
And so we fell a couple of times. Especially like on the way down, but it was so fun. So yeah, and then we saw some crazy Norwegians who were like running up there and down, and
everywhere. I don't know where they get it from.
It's like they don't even hike; they just trail run everywhere. Yeah. Like onto the next hut, trail run with this little backpack on my back, away like a superhero.
Yeah, that's true. And then we wanted to see the, or is it called Ice Ocean Cathedral?
Oh yeah, yeah.
But there was a marriage in there, so we could not get in there. And then on Sunday, we wanted to try it again, but it just opened at 3 p.m. and we had to leave there. Still without seeing the church from the inside, we had a great time. Mm-hmm. We also went to a museum on Sunday, which was really interesting. It was for free, too. Mm-hmm. It's called Perspektivet. Mm-hmm. And to be honest, we didn't know what it is about when we went there. We just were like,
it was
okay,
free.
And it sounded interesting.
Free stuff.
Yeah, that's true. And then it was like 3 floors, and on the bottom floor, below floor, there were some pictures about, I think it was war and war documentation, documentary journalism kind of. And then the next floor, it was about religions in Tromsø, but not just one religion, but like all religions they have there, from Christianity to Islam, but also Buddhism, I think, or Hinduism, not sure. So it was really interesting, and you got like stories about, like personal, stories about the characters. And then on the third floor, there were pictures about the 60s, which were really interesting, and they showed like the life there in Tromsø. And I can really recommend this one.
Okay. Noticed.
Yeah. And you listened to a very good lady up there, didn't you?
Yeah, that's true. It wasn't like meant to go to her concert. I think she's at the moment quite famous. She's called Sigri. I think it's the pronunciation here. And it was on Friday. We decided like in the night going out because we wanted to see polar lights. We didn't, but there was a lot of snow. And so it was like, let's keep outside. And then we heard music and we were like, just follow the music. And then we like, don't know, after 20 minutes walk through a dark forest and anything, we came to a place and we heard really loud this open air concert of Sigri. And I really liked her music, and there is this song, I think it's quite famous at the time, Don't Kill My Wipes or something like this called. And yeah, it was cool because then we had a lot of snow, of course, and this free concert.
Sounds almost magical, like hearing music, following it,
and no one was there, so I was like dancing in the snow, like enjoyed my life.
So now we're talking about films, and this week we've been to the Bergen International Film Festival. Biff!
And you're working there, aren't you?
So I'm volunteering, so I've got like unlimited free films.
That's great.
But so I'm gonna go see a film called Mandy tonight. It's the new Nicolas Cage film. I just need something light-hearted and crappy. Oh yeah, it's on tonight and tomorrow night as well, so and basically I just need something crappy and that I'm not going to think about, because every documentary I've seen so far has been like so heavy going. Have you guys found the same? Like, have you guys been to any films? Or
I've been to two different. The first one was the day before it started, so it was kind of like preview. And this, I went this Monday, Tuesday, yesterday. I went yesterday, and then I watched In Affair.
No,
Affair,
That was, wow, very, I had to close my eyes a couple of times. It was very intense. I don't want to spoil anything, but it's about a teacher and a student, and it's not as you think it is.
And that's all you're going
to
say.
Without spoiling anything. I don't really want to. Wow, it was, yeah. But yeah, I think, you think about it.
We should watch it.
Yeah.
No. And close our eyes sometimes.
yeah, do that.
It's, naughty well, stuff.
It's not even that. It's just wrong. yeah, well, I'm not going to say anymore.
No. Not going to spoil it like no. I tried to with no. Nicole.
Have you seen any?
I have seen a movie, but it's not part of the BIFF festival, I think. Maybe it is. I'm not quite sure, but I've seen Shelva.
No, I think that might have been part of it, actually.
Oh, really?
I think so.
Yeah. It's like the earthquake movie that takes place in Oslo.
yeah. Right before we went there. Yeah.
Yeah. And like the opera house, Huset, was also in there. So
maybe I should watch it.
Oh, I think someone's told me about this. Is it like something happens and then the guy like grabs his mobile phone instead of like saves his family or something like that? Or is this another film?
I'm not sure, but there's, I think Shelva is the sequel of Bølgen. Which is the wave, and Shelva kind of builds forth on it because the main character is a bit traumatized, so to say, or quite traumatized, not a bit. And he was traumatized by the tsunami that hit the place the previous, you know, it was linked with the previous film, I think. I haven't seen it. I should look it up, but yeah. I think that was part of it. But I can maybe give a tip. I think if you go here to Spise Salmon, or you can get a free ticket for the BIFF Festival. And it doesn't matter which film, it's valid for any film at any time.
And
it's for students.
I needed this tip before because I really wanted to go on Monday to a documentary film about, I think it's about war and how war affected people, especially in Norway. And they wanted to linked it to the asylum seeking kind of crisis. I don't want to use this word, but you know what I mean, I think. Yeah, like nowadays, but I couldn't get there because I tried to buy a ticket, but I just don't have a Norwegian phone number, and the online sale was just with Norwegian phone number. So if I knew this before, but maybe now I can go.
If you go also to the cinema itself, like physically go there, then it will be fine. But I know, like ordering by your phone or
next year, I know it, or for the other films.
Yeah.
And when working there, what do you have to do then?
Like, I have to clean up the popcorn.
Oh, really?
And lucky I have to clean up the schnooshes off the floor. Some kids were in there the other day in the USF, which I found out stand for the United Sardine Factory, which I found was amazing. And some kids were in there. And then there was some wet schnooze on the floor. I was like, are the kids doing schnooze now? Secretly.
They're all born with it.
And how can you eat popcorn and do schnooze at the same time? That's like a trick I'd like to find out how to do. So if anyone Norwegians are listening, get in touch with us on our page when we've got it in the list and tell me how you eat and do schnooze at the same time. So now we're coming to the end of our show. So this was Norge with me, Kirsten,
Jane,
Nicole,
and Lorraine.
Soon to be deceased.
Yes.
No, we'll keep her around. We quite like her.
That was really nice. Thank you so much.
Tusen takk and hadi bra.